Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath, or I think it's still the morning. So the first person I think who came up with the idea for me to have the sermon was Pastor Fred, so thank you for the idea. And then Dad encouraged me to pursue the idea. So, and when he first asked me, I was like super nervous. Like, I was like, do I really want to get up in front of a whole pile of people to do a sermon? And then I thought about it. I was like, yes, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to turn down a great opportunity like this, especially since it's my sister's baptism. And it's like perfect timing all around. And whenever someone came up and asked me through the week, how are you feeling, Selena, about doing the sermon? I was like, well, I am nervous, but also excited for this opportunity. So let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for blessing this Sabbath day with new opportunities and horizons. I pray that you'll be with me as I present the sermon, and Erica as she has decided to go through the waters of baptism. Thank you for bringing everyone out safely, and I pray that that everyone here will be truly blessed by the service. We pray everything in your name. Amen. So when I was putting together a sermon, I was thinking of two focuses. I was thinking of one focus, but then I was like, I'm an overthinker, so I decided to do two focuses. One is I want to help everyone to get to know Erica a little bit more about her faith and her personal journey up to this point. And number two, the personal meaning of baptism. And there's definitely more than one, as I've studied. Erica's walk with God, of course, started as a young kid. She absolutely loved to sing songs, like Dad mentioned, and hymns. My first memory of truly seeing Erica's walk with God was when we lived in CBS. And we lived in CBS, I think, we were 5 years old, I think. Yes. And our Poppy, he bought us, we call him Poppy Canes, his name is Roger Canes, bought us a toy microphone from the dollar store. And, of course, you know, that night we had to put off a concert for our family, of course, of all the hymns we learned in Sabbath school. And that was a lot of fun. But Erica, she was able to learn and memorize songs way faster than me. And she still is able to learn songs and memorize memory verses way faster than me. And she won the spotlight on that one. From that, I could see that Erica was going to be an amazing disciple and witness for Jesus and the church. So that is the first meaning of baptism on my list and might be on your list. Giving your life to be a witness and disciple for Jesus and the church. So turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So with baptism, God has chosen you to be a part of his ministry. It's not just to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, which is a huge part of baptism. But it's also accept the ministry that he is bestowing on you. As a Christian soldier, going out to teach others about Jesus, getting roles as a baptized member in the church, helping the sick, being a part of the family of God. And always remember, God is with you all the time. Being a good Christian soldier entails that you need to have a good knowledge of the Bible and be willing to study it often. All of us girls have always admired our mom and dad's knowledge of the Bible, which came from studying, of course. When Mom was homeschooling us, she always made sure to implement the Bible into our curriculum, whether it was going over the weekly Sabbath school lesson, downloading and printing off a Bible study unit, which Mom got a lot of us those. One of them was the Fruit of the Spirit. Bible doctrines, which we are still studying in Abeka Academy, how to love your brothers and sisters in Christ, and your siblings, of course, how to have a close relationship with God, and she even got us an Ellen White study about her life, and it talked about the different books she wrote as well. Mom taught us the books of the Bible through a song, which also taught the kids of this church as well. Dad taught us how to properly mark our Bibles, I had a lot of fun with that one. Eric and Jen had a little bit of a hard time with that one, but I had a lot of fun. How to speak the truth to bring people in and not to turn them off or push them away. In Proverbs 2, verse 10, you can read along with me if you like. It's very short. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, and if you continue to verse 12, it says, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. So, getting baptized, of course, doesn't mean that you need to know everything of the Bible, because we'll never know everything of the Bible. It's the gateway to getting to know more about the Bible and God. Our dinner table talks are usually about a lot of things, but it always comes to talk about religion or the Bible or both. And when we get into those conversations, usually it'll be at least 3 hours. We're talking hardcore, looking up the Bible, arguing who's right, all that. On Sabbath in the winter months, I make sure to take our dog Polar on a walk beforehand and then cook supper, because I know, look, the sun's setting early. We're going to be talking about the Bible. Okay, well, I better be prepared beforehand. Erica especially loves these conversations because she gets to implement and talk about her knowledge of the Bible. And that's always the favorite part for all of us in these conversations, getting to talk about our knowledge of the Bible and hearing others' knowledge of the Bible. So if you come over to our house or if we come over to your house, we're probably going to get into a conversation about the Bible sooner or later. Those of you who don't know me might not know that I'm not baptized. And when I was asked to do the sermon, I was asking myself a lot of questions. But one of them was, why am I going up and giving a sermon about baptism? And of course, I asked my dad this question, and he said that it's not about if you are or are not baptized. It's about giving your knowledge on baptism from a personal standpoint, so others can be inspired to see your viewpoint on it as an unbaptized member. I am truly inspired by my sister Erica's decision. The first time Erica told me that she was interested in getting baptized was last winter when she told me, and it was very straight up, Selena, when I turn 16, I'm going to get baptized. And I was like, why 16? And she said, because I feel the Lord moving in through my life, guiding me to make this decision. As becoming 16 years old already marks a major milestone in my life. When you accept God's guidance, He will guide you to do amazing things, and one of them is getting baptized. One time when Dad and I, and there's a lot of mentions of Dad and Mom here because we do a lot of talking, but one time when Dad and I were talking about baptism, I asked him, why does baptism have to be so public? And this is literally what I said to Dad. Look, Dad, when I get baptized, it's going to be just like eloping. I'll pick the witnesses, and that will be that. No biggie. That is literally how I thought, because I'm more of a private person, and I am an extrovert, but I'm like Dad, a mix of an extrovert and an introvert. But Dad told me that baptism is supposed to be public, because if you are not comfortable with making it known that you are accepting Jesus as your Savior, then how are you going to be comfortable with being a witness for Him? I had to think about it, and it was revealed to me that what Dad said is true. Baptism isn't just about people showing up and watching a person accept Jesus or go through the waters of baptism. It's about setting an example for those who haven't made a decision to be baptized and being a light to those who are having a struggle in their walk with God. Jesus led in the way in baptism, in water baptism. Baptism was the beginning of His ministry, and it's the beginning of the person getting baptized ministry as well. Whatever they decide to do with their ministry, the first step is baptism. In 1 Peter 3, verse 21, it says, there is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as you read in the bulletins, the sermon title is A New Door Opens. And literally, I'm a nighttime thinker, so that came to me in the nighttime, and I typed it up on my phone. God opens many doors, even when you are not baptized. From the age of 8 and up, Erica has been doing scripture reading, leading out in morning prayer, helping Dad with song service, singing with Sunshine Band in the elderly home, doing door-to-door ministries when it was planned by the church or the Pathfinder group. Erica has a kind heart, especially for the elderly. When the church would go to the elderly homes to sing songs before COVID hit, Erica would make sure all the elderly were welcomed, and even made friends with a few that she would visit personally. One time, when we were cluing up at one of the elderly homes, Erica noticed an elderly lady who was going to visit her granddaughter. So she went over to talk to her and found out that this lady didn't have a present for her granddaughter's birthday. So Erica gave the elderly lady one of her new dolls that she bought with her birthday money and gave it to her so she could give it to her granddaughter for her birthday, without even thinking about it. Baptism is the next door God is opening in your walk with Him. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, it says, "For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries." In this verse, the Apostle Paul is implying that it is God who ultimately makes the work effectual. He is the one opening a great effectual door of ministry. Mom always said, when Erica had her mind set on something, there is no stopping her. God knows this too. He knows that if He impressed on her heart to get baptized, she would go through that door that He is opening for her. These are a few words to Erica from Mom before she passed away that I'm going to read. And these words will also be in the video that will be shown after this sermon. Erica has been a blessing to watch grow up and see what kind of woman she is. She has so much to offer. I love the way she thinks. Her wonderful mind is refreshing. And the way that she loves people, especially the elderly, and she thrives on it and wants to make the world a better place. These are all signs of maturity. God loves you, Erica, more than words can say. We as parents have made sure that God and His word is ingrained in your lives. The person you see today are because of it. My counsel to Erica is love. Give love, because when Erica gives love, she has loved herself, and she's got a lot of love to give. And when people see the real her, they can appreciate it. I love you, Erica. I always will love you, and I get sad to think I won't see everything that will happen. But I'm very confident that whatever plans do come, you will conquer them. Mom was a huge part of our upbringing in the church, and spiritually. She was always thinking of us. Even when she was passing away, she was always thinking of us. And she made audio recordings with the help of Dad for all of us before she passed away and got too sick and palliative. Baptism is the next door God opens for us in our walk with Him. And then many doors after. In our walk with God, there are going to be hard times. But it's how we depend on Him is what we will get. It is what will get us through it. Like our mom's passing. How did we get through that? We leaned on God for strength, and He gave it to us through the help of our family, church family, and friends. God gave us the courage to continue our ministry and walk with Him. Sometimes we may feel that the door God is opening and holding open for us isn't one we want to walk through. But when we trust in Him and go through that door, we feel so much better spiritually and mentally. We get that feeling of purpose and belonging. And it's only through Him where we can find that and lean on it. Won't you trust Him today? Please continue to pray for Erica as a new chapter in her spiritual journey has opened. There will be trials and triumphs, but God will bring her through them all. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for opening doors for us that we may find hard to open ourselves and go through. We thank you for being with Erica as she has decided to follow you and make that only commitment that can only be done through the waters of baptism. Continue to give us strength through our journey with you, and thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. In your name, amen.